if you're going to be disappointed if a person won't come to visit you, you say, what did you say?
I feel like they ought to come to see me or something in that order.
Be disappointed.
I would be disappointed if it didn't come.
Anytime you can come over, we want to see you.
We would like to see you.
Or
I'll be happy to see you.
Do you ever use the word proud there?
Proud, oh yes, yes. I've heard that used a lot. I don't think I've ever used it, but I've heard it used a lot.
If you're talking to a little child who is misbehaving, you say, if you do that again, I'm going to have to.
Thank you.
What is it if a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house? He's
dating her? He's dating?
What, an older term, do you know, or other ways to say that? He's
hanging around after?
If a girl, you know, keeps putting on her best clothes, you know, making herself look real nice, because this guy keeps coming over, he would be her
boyfriend,
and she would be his
girlfriend. They don't do that anymore. Most of them now try to dress kind of common or slouchy or something.
I think it's going back the other way now.
You do? Well, I don't see any of them going out on dates looking as good as you do any time. But I mean, a lot of them wear these sawed-off breeches, frazzled-legged, you know, yeah, and date that way. I mean, I've seen them around here. I guess it's all right. But always, when I was dating, I'd like my girl would look kind of dressed up.
When a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you say she, what?
The girl allows the boy to come over to see
him. She stops allowing him to come over.
She quits dating him.
And if he asks her to marry him, but she
won't.
They were engaged, and all of a sudden she, what?
Broke up. Broke the engagement.
If a man did that to a woman, would you say the same thing?
He deserted her, I guess is what you'd say. I either just quit her.
If they did not quit each other, then they went ahead and got...
Went ahead and got married?
You know, funny ways to say that.
Funny ways to say they got married?
Uh-huh.
I don't know any funny thing ways much about marriage. They got tied up or something like that. Or
yeah.
Got hitched or something like that. I heard that expression.
At a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is the, what?
The man that's chained up with the groom?
That stands up
with the groom. Oh, his best man.
And the girl that stands up with the bride is the...
Bridemaid? Is that what you call them?
When you got married, did you have any kind of celebration after the wedding?
When I got married, we went on a honeymoon, yes.
Well, I mean, right immediately following the wedding, did you have a party or something like that?
Yeah, we had a reception, yeah, mm-hmm. Reception.
Do you remember ever hearing about something that people used to have that's really wild? They might shoot guns off and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, they called them chivalries, didn't they?
Did you ever go to one?
No, but I heard of them. Chivalries, I believe, is what they call them.
If I said that I was going to Atlanta, well, how would you think of that? Would you say I'm going up to Atlanta or what?
From here? Well, I'd say you'd be going down to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. When you say down and up and over and things like that, you know, he lives up the street or down the street, do you think of it in terms of north and south and east and west?
No, I think from low and high.
Okay.